says to make like a torpedo and push off from the edge of the pool into the middle. But since that requires me to lift my feet off the ground and not hold on to anything, I can't do it. My breath is stuck in my throat and I end up retching at the side of the pool. It's at this precise moment Mubla decides to make her usual check on my whereabouts, and my phone, which I've left with my towel, rings loudly. "What?" I snap when I answer the call. "Lemony, that's no way to answer the phone, least of all to your mother." "Sorry, Mubla," I say, gulping down my frustration. "Hello, Mubla, how are you?" "That's better. And I'm fine, thank you for asking. Where are you?" "At the pool," I answer quickly, adding, "Estella wanted to swim, I'm just watching." Mubla snorts. "I was going to say, you can't swim. And are you doing your homework while she's in there?" I frown. No.
"Come off it, Lemony," says Mubla. "You're wasting your precious time in a swimming pool of all places. There'll be plenty of time for that sort of thing when you've left education."
She goes into her usual long lecture about how I've got to make myself stand out from the crowd, give myself the edge, or I'll never get a decent job. All the while, I'm standing there, shivering in my swimsuit, my goggles pressed firmly to my face. I'd be tempted to laugh at how ridiculous I must look if they didn't hurt so much.
"No phones in the pool," says the lifeguard, approaching me.
"Sorry, Mubla," I say, interrupting. "That's Stella. I've got to go. I'll see you at dinner time." And I end the call before she can protest. "How are you getting on with your swimming?" I look down into the multicoloured eyes of that little old woman. She's smaller than I remember, and I tower above her. "Oh, hi," I say.
"Sage Olander," she answers, offering me her hand.
"Fig Fitzsherbert," I reply.
Sage beams. "Hello, Fig. So..."
It's at this point that I break down in tears and tell her how badly I'm doing, and she ushers me into the changing rooms. Before I know it, I'm sitting in a cafe having a piece of cake thrust in front of me.
"What's wrong, my love?" asks Sage, resting her hand on mine.
"I can't do it," I sob, my bottom lip wobbling like mad. "It was a stupid resolution. I'm never going to be able to swim."
"Ah," she replies, "the age-old New Year's resolution quandary. Do you realise most people give up on them?"
I nod miserably. "Yes, but my mother never allows it."
"Is this her resolution?" asks Sage.
"No, it's mine." I begin to sob again, feeling hopeless. "But I can't do it."
"You can," says Sage, "and you will. But Rome wasn't built in a day. Your ear in the water, that's your biggest hurdle. It might only seem like a mini victory, but you've got to take your triumphs where you can get them. Maybe stop trying so hard, Fig. It's supposed to be fun, isn't it? Give yourself the week off. Have a think about how much you really want this."
Deep down, I know she's right, but it takes me until Saturday to work it out. Cue Stella to the rescue.
"Are you coming in then?" she calls.
"Give me a minute," I say. I stand there for at least 10. As usual, my breath is stuck. I try to yawn and end up gagging as my throat constricts with panic. "Bubble, bubble, breathe." Slowly, the words begin to take effect, and I manage to take a deep breath. Then, a little girl suddenly jumps into the water beside me. She makes an almighty splash, which scares the life out of me. But when she comes up for air, her eyes aren't frightened at all. They're filled with energy, like she's just had the biggest buzz of her life. Maybe I can do it. With another deep breath and a call of, "Get a bloody move on," from Stella, I jump in. It isn't a pretty sight. I forget to hold my nose and a ton of water goes up it. I come up, gasping for air, with snot bursting out of me and a spout of water shooting out of my mouth because I tried to breathe too soon and now I have a lungful of chlorine-flavoured and God knows what else water. The fearless little girl swims over to me and asks in her cutesy baby way if I'm okay. I can't answer because I'm still gagging.
"Are you a mermaid?" she asks.
I shake my head.
"I think you are," she giggles. "You just have to think like one."